From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Road to the river.
It's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. Now, here he comes, dressed very formally. Top hat, white tie, and sweatshirt with tails.
Hey, I'm all dutied up today.
Oh,
you know?
You're pretty today.
That's right. Pretty shirt you got on there, too, Joe.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Smiley.
Didn't they have your size?
Well, they, here I go again.
Oh, I give old Macquarie, I give him a shirt for his birthday last week. He got lots of nice presents.
Did, huh?
Got took on an airplane ride, too.
Oh, was he scared?
No, I wasn't scared. He told me, though, that confidentially, he says, I never did put all my weight down. So. Christopher Grubbs has got a new sign in his window out in the Freeman General Merchandise Store.
I'll bite. What does it say?
It says, nothing sold on credit and darned little for cash. That's right, too. Mallet Head Luther, he's got a sign, too.
Oh, he would have. What does his sign say?
His sign says, gone for the weekend. Fishing pox. That's you, huh?
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you.
Sticks and stones may break my bones. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but love will never hurt you. You'll be blue and sorry too if you let love go passing by. So take the kisses that you saved and give them all to me. And I'll forever keep them in my heart. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but love will never hurt you, sweetheart.
I really got him fixed now.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, he had a church wedding yesterday, and this morning he sent me with a check over to the preacher to pay him, see?
Uh-huh.
Old Detweiler ain't married at all. I just marked no payment on the check. It won't go through at all. Right now, folks, let's have a few words from our sponsor.
Thank you.
Well, sir, we are genuinely pleased here today because Joe Venuti's with us. Let's give old Venuti a hand. Joe, come here. Come here, boy. I want to do a little visiting with you. Tell me about this fiddle here. You know, not being much on playing the fiddle myself, I've heard about this feller Stradivarius. Who was he? Was he the first fiddle player or the best one or what?
Well, he's the first violin maker.
Oh, violin. You get that, boys?
Violin.
Yeah. And, well, there's a lot of violins laying around in attics, and people's always catching one of them and saying, well, now this is a Stradivarius. Well, how many did the guy make anyhow?
He probably made about 200.
200?
200 violins.
How many of them have they found?
Oh, I suppose about 60.
About 60, huh? Well, boys, let's remind me to look up in my attic. What are they worth, anyhow?
Oh, they're 50,000 on up.
Hot dog. Let's look in everybody's attic, shall we? Yeah, if you folks have got old Stradivarius laying around in your attic, it's only worth 50 G's. Why, let us know. By the way, let me have a look at this fiddle of yours. What kind is that?
Oh, this is a Seraphine. It's the first pupil of a Strad.
A Seraphine?
Yeah. Huh?
What is that spelled backwards?
Not,
ukulele?
Not had a call.
Boy, I'll tell you one thing, Joe. I just never did hear anybody that could play one of those things like you do. And I was watching you rehearse a while ago, and I noticed your fingers never leave your hand all the time you're playing that, too, huh? I'm hankering to hear some good music right now. You told me the name of the piece, but tell me again.
We call it Fantasy in Blue.
You call it Fantasy in Blue?
Yeah.
Why? Isn't that the name of it?
Well, no, it's a fantasy.
Oh, I see. All right, take off, all the boys. Help old Joe play it here. How he was playing that thing there, he took the horse hair off of the bow and put the wooden part down under the fiddle and then stretched the horse hair over the top so to play all four strings at once. How you like
that?
Never in my life did I see one played like that before. Well, sir, I looked around through my files there a while ago, and the two tunes that I know, one of them is Yankee Doodle and the other one isn't. This one is called Make It Do. How about you give me a little music? I'll sing it for you here, Venuti. Grandma and Grandpa came over the sea, and they settled down Connecticut way. In a cozy log cabin, they raised a fine family, all reared by the rules of the day. They had grace before meals, and they read from the Bible, and knelt at their bedside to pray. There wasn't much money, and wasting was sinful, I remember Granddad used to say. Eat it up, wear it out, make it do, kids. Put away for that long rainy day.
For you'll never wear laces and go to strange places if you throw all your money away. Eat it up, wear it out, make it do, kids. And someday you'll find that it's true, that it's cheap to be healthy and hard to be wealthy. Eat it up, wear it out, make it do. Eat it up, wear it out, make it do, kids. Put away for that long rainy day. For you never wear laces and go to strange places. You throw all your money away. Eat it up and wear it out and make it do, kids. And someday you'll find that it's true, that it's cheap to be healthy and hard to be wealthy. So eat it up and wear it out and make it do.
With Minnie Osgood tonight. Boy, that gal's got a line, Joe.
She has.
There's a church bell on the end of it, too.
You better watch out.
Here we go, folks. And until we see you again, this old Smiley Burnett's in. Speak well of me. I dare you to talk about me. Goodbye.
Been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with the Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.